Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Samach Gimel, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Beis Amid Beis. So yesterday we began the fifth and final perek of Masechtas Avodah Zarah, perek HaSoicher Es HaPoel. And the fifth perek began with the fourth perek left off, which is discussing the halachas of Yayin Nesach. Specifically, the idea that Yayin Nesach is Asur Bahana, and a chumrah in that isra'na, which is that even if somebody does work, he's a poyel, he gets paid, the work that he did and is getting paid for is related to Yayin Nesach. So for example, he was paid to move wine from place to place. The wine that he was paid to move is Yayin Nesach. The halacha is that that money that he gets is also going to be considered asur bahana. And the Gemara began with the obvious question, my taima, why? Granted, Yayin Nesach itself is asur bahana, but why does that mean that if somebody does work with Yayin Nesach, that any money that he gets paid for the work that he did should also be asur bahana? And what the Gemara essentially did was it went through different cases where you find isur bahana, and the Gemara dissected to what extent the isur bahana involves. For example, Arla and Kilei HaKerem asur bahana, stating that if you sell Arla and Kilei HaKerem, the money that you get for it is not asur bahana. You can be Mekadesh Anisha. Rashi says, Nun Dalet Amud Beis, Masechta Avodah Zarah, you could only be Mekadesh Anisha. You can't do anything else with the money, but that is. It would only be an Issa Drabban, and the point is the money itself, Midei Raisa, certainly is not going to be Asir Bahana. If somebody sells Avodah Zarah, a Getchka, he gets money for it, that money would be Mutter, would be Asir Bahana. Either way, the Gemara discussed different variables and permutations as it relates to Yisurei Hana. One of the things that was mentioned in the Gemara was Shvius. Shvius, Shemitah, is not Asir Bahana. However, Peri Shvius are limited by the Shulchan Aruch that governs Peirish Shvias. Number one, La'achla V'loy L'schayres. A Peirish Shvias, a hefker, you have to eat it. You're not allowed to do business. You can't transact with Peirish Shvias. Another halacha is that Peirish Shvias are subject to the laws of Biyur, which means that as long as the Peirish that you're hoarding in your house are available to the masses on the fields in the respective shtetl that you live in, then you're allowed to keep those peiros in your house. But once those peiros are no longer available, you have to be mevayer the peiros that you have. Pashit, according to most Rishonim, what it means is you have to take the peiros and you have to be mafgeret. So everything was hefker in Shvius. Shvius, it became a socialist society. Everything belonged to everybody. So you can go to Yenim's field, you can take peiros and put it in your house. So that means what? You can stock up your refrigerator and your pantries and your basement and your garage and just keep as much stuff as you want. The answer is, to a degree, yes, but to a degree, no. As long as there were things available for the olam, then you were allowed to store it. Once it wasn't available, you weren't allowed to. So again, Shvius is similar to Yisurei Hana in that it's limited, and the Gemara discussed what would be if somebody had Peirish Shvius and he sold the Peirish Shvius. The money that he now got, would that money also be subject to the laws of La'achla V'lei L'schayra? Would that money also be subject to the laws of beer? Either way, on that note, we pick up another daf that you have to grind through, a real shakla v'tarya, not an easy daf. So the Gemara, the Rabbi Yana Yasfi Peirish Shvius me'aniyim. Rabbi Yana's family had the following minig. They would borrow peiros shvius from aniyim. So they'd go over to poor people and they would borrow their peiros during the Shemitah year. Uparlu b'shminas. They would pay them back in the eighth year. Now the reason they did this is because they were very altruistic. In their mind, they were doing an unbelievable chesed. Because peiros shvius, as we just said, have limitations. They're limited to la'achla v'lei l'schayra. Peiros shvius are also limited to the halachas of beer. So there's only a very specific amount of time that you can keep peiros shvius. Once the min of that peiri that you're hoarding is no longer available to the masses, you have to take the peiros shvius. You have to be mafkaret. So Rav Yana felt bad for the aniyim, that they're sitting on food, peiros, that have an expiration date. The expiration date, the proverbial expiration date, is disman bir. So they're limited in terms of how much hana they're going to be able to have from those peiros. So Rav Yana said, you know what? Let me borrow those peiros. I'll pay you back. And you know when they used to pay them back? In the eighth year. The eighth year is already La'acha Shvius. So the peiros that they were giving the aniyim back were peiros that didn't have the expiration date of the Zman Bir. So in their mind, they were doing an unbelievable chesed. The problem is, was it so poshut what they were doing? Being that the peiros that the Vei Rabbi Yana were giving the aniyim was tmuras It was the chalipin, so to speak, for the perish shvias that they had borrowed. So maybe it takes on the halachic status of the perish shvias. That's the theme of the sugya. Just like we mentioned that if you would sell perish shvias, it could be the money that you would get would be subject to the laws of shvias, such as beer. So maybe in this same vein, if somebody would borrow perish shvias, pay back payers for the loan, it could be those payers that he'd pay back would also be subject to the laws of Shvia. So the Vei Rav Yana is giving the Aniyim in the 8th year payers, thinking that these payers that they're giving the Aniyim are not subject to the laws of Shvia. So lo kol kach pashut, I don't know. You have to ask a Shaila. And that's exactly what these Yidin did. Also, Amr Leila Rav Yechanan, they brought the Shaila to the Gadol Adar, they brought it to the great Rav Yechanan, Amr Luhus Rav Yechanan, and said, Yohus in Avdim. What they're doing is okay. It's fine. Ukinegdan pe'esnan mutter. And similarly, if you would have a case like this regarding an esnan, the halacha there too would be the same, that it would be mutter. And in fact, I have a brisa that supports that, and that would be my precedent. So first, what was Rabbi Yechanan's halacha? Rabbi Yechanan was saying that even though when Rabbi Yani was giving payers back to Daniim, they were giving it in exchange for the payers that they had borrowed, and the payers that they had borrowed were payers shvias, it doesn't necessarily mean that the payers they give back take on the laws of shvias. And the reason is, and this is the punchline, because at the time that Rav Yana repaid the loan, the original Peirei Shvias were no longer Ba'olam. They had been consumed already. And being that they had been consumed already, there was no way to transfer the Kedusha Shvias from the Peirei's that had been consumed onto the payrolls that right now are being given back to the Aniyim. Meaning, Erechanami, there's a concept that if I sell payrolls shvias, so the money that I get exchanged now takes on the laws of shvias. How does that happen? There's some sort of chalipin taking place. The kedusha that's on the payrolls transfers from the payrolls onto the money. The payrolls were subject to the laws of beer. The payrolls were subject to the laws of la'achav le'ilas chayra. Now the money is going to be subject to the laws of beer. Now the money is going to be subject to the laws of la'achav le'ilas chayra. But the only reason that works is because both halves of the equation are ba'olam at the same time. You have payrolls, you have money. So the kedusha goes from the payrolls onto the money. But what would be if the payrolls wouldn't be ba'olam? Oh, at that point, where's the kedusha coming from in order for it to be chal? So Rav Yana's family essentially were swapping payrolls shvias for payrolls shminas. The payrolls shvias, had they been ba'olam at the time that they were giving payrolls shminas, yeah, that would create issues. And maybe the payrolls shminas now would be subject to the laws of beer. But being that the payrolls shvias had already been consumed, they weren't ba'olam, so being that they weren't ba'olam, it's for that reason there wasn't an issue. It says, Rav Yochanan, what's my precedence for such a halacha, that the only time this chalipin causes issues is if the dover hamachlif is ba'olam, but if the dover hamachlif is not ba'olam, he learns it. This is mimerchak tovi lachma. This is a really vital Tzushtel, from the laws of Kachim, Apostle and Parshas Kiseitse, the laws of the Esnan Zoyna. The Torah says, Leitavi Esnan Zoyna, Umechir Kelev, Beis Hashem Aleikecho, Lechol Neder, Kiseyev As Hashem Aleikecho, Gam Shneim. The Torah says that a person is not allowed to bring an Esnan Zoyna. So if somebody cohabitated with the Zoyna, and he gave the Zoyna, instead of money, an animal, that was her schar. She now wants to take this animal, or somebody else wants to take this animal, and bring it as a carbon, is it okay? You don't have to ask a Shaila. What you have to do is be Mav Esedra. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Leisavi Esnan Zoyna, Umechir Kelev, which is also interesting. If somebody had a dog, and he swapped his dog for somebody's animal, that animal's also off limits. Kiseyev as Hashem, Gam Shneim, they're both considered Te'eva. You're not allowed to bring them in to the Beis HaMikdash. So we know that's the halach of an Esnan, stating that there's a brisa. Tanya, Nosan, but what if a man gave a woman a behema as an Esnan? Bavalei Baalel, he ended up not being Baalel, or Baalel. He was Baalel, Bavalei Nosanba, and he didn't give her an Esnan. So the halach is Esnena Mutter. The Esnan is going to be Mutter. By the way, Ebn Ezra says the word Esnan is Milosha Matana. So what's the Shevish of the word Esnan? It's not Znus, it's Maton. That's what it means. So either way, if he gave the gift, but there was no bia, or there was a bia and there was no gift, in either case, it's Mutter. Freak the Gemara. This brisa at first glance doesn't make sense. Nosanba, Bavalei Baalel. If he gave the gift, but was Lei Baalel, the Mishnah has to tell me that it's Mutter Pshita. Give it Lei Baalel. Matarama Amudi Yavla. If he was Lei Baalel, then what's the issue? Vesu, Baalel, Vele Nasala. In the case where he was Baalel and he didn't give her anything, well, Hala Yavla, Vele Midi. He didn't give anything. Vekivit Lei Nasala, Maya Sena Mutter. So what exactly is Mutter? There was no gift. Elo, Hachikos, Rabbi Yechon, and said, Pshan in the Brayas is as follows. Avada, there was a bia, avade he was nasan la. So what does the brisa mean in these two cases that are mutter? Nasan la, the resha, the brisa means if he gave her the gift, va'acha kach ba'alel, and afterwards there was a bia. So first he gave her the gift, and then afterwards it was ba'alel. Oy ba'alel, that's what we need for the moment. Or if there was a bia, so a man goes over to a zayna, he's ba'alel. And after the bia, nasan la, esnena mutter. Zakav yeichinan, why is esnena mutter? Why is this not a mutter? You know why? Because at the time that he gave the matana, the bia wasn't ba'ilam anymore. The bia that he's getting in exchange for the matana wasn't ba'ilam to say that somehow the toyeva of the bia is going to be chal on the matana that he's giving her. And it's for that reason you don't have the halacha of toyeva of leisavi esnan zayna beis Hashem alekecha. So you see, there's an idea that although ordinarily an esnan is off limits, because in the esnan licked the bia, there's a toyeva in the esnan, but that's only if the esnan was ba'ilam at the same time as the bia. But if the esnan and the bia were not ba'ilam at the same time, because the bia happened before he gave the matana, it was ba'ilam v'achakach nasan la, over there esnan is going to be mutter. So in that same vein, said Rabbi Yochanan, here's the tzushtel. If you have Peiros Shvius, they were swapped for Peiros Shminas, theoretically the Peiros Shminas should be subject to the laws of beer. But being that the Peiros Shvius weren't ba'olam at the time that the Rabbi Yana's family gave that name to Peiros Shminas, so there was no makom for this chalipin to take place. If there was no makom for this chalipin to take place, that's Rabbi Yochanan told Aniyim, Yo'us hein ovdin. He said, yo, no, say you're good. The Kenneth Essen, it was a good psak. Rav Yani had a tremendous chap. He had a way to be mefarnes daniyim and to take their perish fears that were limited by the laws of beer, that were limited by the laws of l'achav l'schayra. They had an expiration date. They were going to have to be mafkir. Daniyim couldn't afford to be mafkir their perish. Rav Yani says, the chabanetza, either way, so the Gemara brought a braisa. A braisa that discusses the halachas of Esna. So what's the Gemara going to do? The Gemara is going to digress now. And we're going to have a whole Amid Gemara where the Gemara is going to dissect this braisa. So again, what was the braisa? The words of the braisa was nasan la v'loy ba'ala, or ba'ala v'loy nasan la, esnena mutter. But the Gemara says, no way in the world that you can read the braisa kipshutai, because nasan la v'loy ba'ala, if there was no bia, then there's no chiddish that the esnan's mutter. Additionally, if it was ba'ala v'loy nasan la, then certainly there's no chiddish. If he didn't give her anything, then what exactly is going to be mutter? So what did the braisa mean, the Gemara said? Nasan la v'achar kach ba'ala. There was a bia, there was an esnan, meaning there was a matana, but they didn't happen at the same time. In either case, whether first nasan la v'achach bala, or first bala v'achach nasan la, in either case, the halach is going to be mutter. So the Gemara now is going to dissect this braisa, first the first half of the braisa, and then the second half of the braisa. So the Gemara, nasan la v'achach bala. So the braisa said that if a man gives a zoyna a gift, and afterwards he's bala, so what's the halacha? Mutter. The reason it's mutter is because first he gave the gift. But the Gemara says, I don't understand this halacha. Isn't it understood that when he gave the gift, he wasn't just giving her a random gift? He was giving her a gift because of what was coming. So shouldn't it be self-understood that if a man gives a zayna a gift, and then afterwards, it wasn't bevas achas, but right afterwards, there's a bia, that now that there's a bia, we should attribute the bia to the matana? Zok the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kishakadma Vekriftai, Erechanami. But we're talking about a very specific akimta, which was makrivit already. So he gave her a gift. It was done, l'chura, with the understanding that there was going to be a bia. But before the bia ever happened, she already took the gift, and she already brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. She brought it as a matana. But the Gemara says, hey Chidami, what's going on over here? If when he gave her the gift, he said, you could have it, meaning there were no strings attached. I'm giving it to you right now, whether there is a bia, whether there's not a bia, this is your gift, then there's no chiddish, mutter. Again, then what's the chiddish? Pshita. The whole less of a shas bia. Umatana ba'amudu yavla. He gave her a regular gift. And if he didn't say knilech me'achshav, meaning it was understood that this whole gift was given on the condition that there's going to be a bia, so it's what we know in yeshivish terms. It was given ala tanai. Say, hey, chimotzi makriva, then had she have a right to go and bring it as a carbon? And again, by saying mutter, what does mutter mean? In this case, where she was already makrivit, we're saying that it was a good carbon. So she got whatever reich nichayach she was supposed to get from bringing the carbon. But the Gemara says, how? Being that the whole matana was given on a tanai, and she didn't fulfill the tanai, then l'chur it's not hers. And we all know, hektish kachim 101, this is also chayshim mishpah 101, v'ishki aktiv beisai kaidish amarachmona, ma beisai b'shuzav chal b'shuzai. You have to be a bayum in order to bring a carbon. If you don't own the animal that you're bringing as a carbon, how does this carbon work? So again, how did we clarify? Zok the Gemara, elod amad l'havi gabecha chazbiyah. You have to make a super duper ekemta. What happened was, he went over to the Zayna and he said, I'm giving you a behemoth. And the reason I'm giving you a behemoth is because there's going to be a bia. And this is your compensation for the bia. And I want you to keep this until the bia, because really, if there's no bia, then I want it back. But at the same time, if you really need it, then you can have it already from now. So what? Being that he said, so he clearly said that if she needs it, she could have it. So she felt she needed it. She had to bring a carbon. So if she felt she needed it, she had to bring a carbon. It's considered hers. It's v'ish ki yakdish es beisoy kodesh ma beisoy b'shusay afkol b'shusay. Why? Because he said k'ni me'ach. But at the same time, it's not pshita. You know why it's not pshita? Because he clearly said, lahavi gabech ad shas bia. He was toilet in the bia. So we're not talking about where he gave her a gift. Nasanla, it's yours. And then afterwards, oh, by the way, I gave you a gift yesterday. So maybe a bia today. No, that's not what happened, because that would be pshita, because yesterday he gave it without any strings attached. When he gave it yesterday, there were strings attached. If there were strings attached, how did she have a right to bring it as a carbon? Because he gave her an out. He gave her the opportunity if you really need it. So being that he said if you need it, you can bring it as a carbon. So there's a tzad bailus that she can exercise. She exercised her rights. Yeah, I need it. And therefore, the carbon's going to be a good carbon. Again, it's not pshita, because to a degree, he was toilet. So again, the case of Nasan Lava Achakach Ba'aleh is talking about where she was makrivit already. Being that she was makrivit already, therefore, it's considered okay. And the chiddush of mutter is that it's good carbon. By Revo Yishia, Kadmet V'Kiddush Demel. What would be if she wasn't makrivit, she was only makdishit? Could she now go and be makrivit or not? Do you say that being that she was already makdishit, so at this point, be makrivit? Or maybe no. If she was makrivit, that's already b'dieved, it's okay. But if she wasn't makrivit, all she was makdishit, we're not going to allow her now to lekachila be makrivit. Zok the Gemara. What's the tzotim? Keep in the Amma Mamri Rasa Gloi Kusir Lahed Yid, Commander Kifte Dom. Do you say that being that Amir Lagvai is Kusir Lahed, when someone's makdish something, it already goes to a certain degree into the rishos of hektish. So it's very similar to being makrivit. He already gave it over to Hektish. And just like if she was makrivit, we said it's okay. So if she's makrivit, maybe it's okay as well. Or maybe no. Lamais, it's still ba'en, and being that it's still ba'en, and he gave it to her with the understanding of there being a bia, maybe she's not supposed to be makdishit lekatchila. So why don't we just be poshut very simply for Rabbi Lazar? Because Dom Rabbi Lazar, what did Rabbi Lazar say? Shekadma ve'kriftoi. Rabbi Lazar said she was makrivit. Davke, kriftoi. It sounds like only because she was makrivit. Aval hikdishtoi loy. Meaning, because if kadma ve'kriftoi would be the same as kadma ve'kriftoi, shouldn't Rabbi Lazar have said that? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, guvikami ba'yalei. Now, Rav Hoshi wasn't sure why Rabbi Lazar said kadma ve'kriftoi. The Gemara uses such logic in many places. My nifshet pshita le Rabbi Lazar the kriftoi davka was a pasha to the Gemara that a kriftoi is davka aval hikdishtoi loy. The ha'isa b'shas bia is the reason Rabbi Lazar said kadma ve'kriftoi, not kadma ve'kdishtoi, because he understood kadma ve'kdishtoi would not work. And even though Agmir Lagvayr is Kimisir Lahedya, but right now it's Ben. The reason he said Kadma Vikrifte, not Kadma Vikdishte, is not because it was poshut that Kadma Vikdishte is not going to work. It's because he wasn't sure if Kadma Vikdishte wasn't going to work. He had a suffix. He knew for sure Kadma Vikrifte works. So therefore, when it came time to make an Akimta in the Braisa, he made his Akimta based on what he knew for sure would make the Braisa work. And he didn't get involved in something that he wasn't sure about. Thus, Rav Hoshea felt you can't be poshut anything from Rabbi Lazar, and the Gemara says, what's the bottom line? Teiku. Either way, that is the first part of the Braisa. Nasan lo, v'achakach ba'olah. The second part of the Braisa was ba'olah, v'achakach nasan lo, esnena muta. If first the bia took place, and afterwards nasan lo, in that case, the halacha of the Braisa was, the esnan is going to be mutter. And why is the esnan going to be mutter? Pashit, the svara is, because even though the matana is clearly being given as compensation for the bia, but being that the bia happened already, it's not ba'olam, and the tayeva is in the bia, so there's nowhere for the toyeva to be chal from onto the money. You need the bia to be ba'olam at the same time that the esnan is ba'olam in order to have this tamura, in order for this chalipa to take place. And this was Rabbi Yochanan's precedence that he had for the case of the Vei Rabbi Yanai, that even though if somebody swaps perish fias with money, the halacha is that the kedusha of the perish fias goes onto the money. Just like if somebody swaps Yisuri Hanos, such as Avodah Zarah, or such as Yayin Esech, such as even Arlen Kilei Akerem Midrabanan, according to Rashi, the halach is that the Isra Hanos transfers onto the money, but you need that the Isra Hanos should be Ba'ilam. And being that in Rav Yanai's case, the Perish Shvias had been consumed by the Aniyim, at the time that the Vei Rav Yanai gave the Perish Shminas to the Aniyim, there's nowhere for it to be Chal. Again, where did he see that from Esna? Because Ba'al left, the Bias happened already. It's in the rearview mirror, and only afterwards, Nasanla, in that case, the Esnan's going to be a Motes. It's a very nice halacha, and a beautiful tzushtel from Rabbi Yochanan, where you see that, you know, an halacha in one area in Shas could have ramifications, literally in Kol HaTorah Kulo, but the problem is, the Gemara says, Echabat Greis HaKasho, from a Gemara, Mesechtis Temura, Viramini, Ba'aleha, Va'ach HaKach Nasanla, Afilu Mikan Ad Sholei Shonim, Esnena Aser. So again, Ba'alel, Va'achakach Nasan Ba'al, even if the Esnan happened 3 years later, Esnan Aser. It's a black and white, it's a blatant steer. Amrav Nachar Ma Yitzchak, Amrav Chizalei Kash. Hoda Amar Hizbali Betleze, Hoda Amar Hizbali Betleze. So the Braisa that says Esnena Mutter is talking about where he never specified a specific tle, specific animal that he's going to give as payment for this nos. The Braisa that says that Ba'al of Achach Nasala is going to be Aser is talking about where he specified a specific tle, that this tle is the one that's going to be the tle. The point is that being that he was already miyachid the tle at the time of the bia, so we look at it as if the esnan was ba'olam at the time of the bia. If the esnan was ba'olam at the time of the bia, he just didn't give it to her yet. But being that he was miyachid it, so the tle is ba'olam. We know which tle it's going to be. That's what creates the issues.
What if he had a bunch in his farm? Those are sure which ones.
Right, sounds like that. I hear, not sure. So it's stam, but it's also zeh to a certain degree. So if it's right, hear what you're saying. Yesh brera maybe, I hear. So tles stam, that's going to be okay. It's tles zeh, that's when it's going to be a problem. But the Gemara says, let's dig a little bit deeper into this. Who cares if he was miyachid etla? Who cares if he pointed, right? Zeh always means he pointed to it. Who cares that he pointed to this tles? At the end of the day, she was never koinet. So we know which tle is going to be given as compensation for this bia. The bottom line is, he never gave it. So even though he said which one it's going to be, but being that he never gave it, the bia happened, the bia is not ba'ilam anymore, now that he gives it to her, now that it becomes hers, l'chayra, where's the tayeva bin chal? How's the tayeva bin chal from the bia onto the top? Because they know which tle he's going to give her, but if she never did meshicha on it, she was never koinin. And if it's not hers, then l'chura, what creates the esnan? Knowing which tleh shouldn't be enough. It should actually have to be an esnan. Esnan, we said, is milosh matana. He should have had to give it to her. So even though we know right now which tleh is going to be the matana, but until he gives it to her, l'chura, where's the chal the esnan? So the Gemara says, b'zoyin evedes kechavim, v'lekanya b'meshicha, hachav v'mayaskina, where the zoyin wasn't a yid. She was a evedes kechavim. And being that she was a evedes kechavim, a guy doesn't have meshicha, Rashi says. How then a goyim koina metaltalin? That koina metaltalin al yidei kesef. So what happened is, halkop, she is going to get a gift. He is getting a beer. Essentially, she is buying the gift, if you want to look at it that way, with the bia. The bia is the kesef, that's the compensation that she's giving in exchange for the gift, this esnan, this animal that she's going to get. Now, being that goyim are koina metaltalin bekesef, so it's for that reason that now that she gives the bia, and we know which tleh she's supposed to get, she could actually be kind of the tleh. So if she's kind of the tleh, that's very good. That ba'alel va'achakach nosan lo afilu mikan va'adshol eshonim esnena is going to be aser. The braisa that we've been discussing, Rabbi Yechanan's braisa of ba'alel va'achakach nosan lo esnena mota, that's talking about tleh stam. We don't even know which tleh it's going to be. So there's no way she was kind of anything. The braisa that says that Ba'alev, achakach nosan lo, esnenah's going to be osir, when we know which tleh it's going to be. It's also talking about an oizayin oivedes kechavim, that she's koine bekesef, so miyad b'shas tabiyah, she's automatically koine it. So if she's automatically koine it, at that point it's going to be good. Iba yaseim, but the Gemara says, another etzah. Lo'ilam b'zayini Yisraelis, we can say it's talking about a zayini Yisraelis, u'kakoyin nekoy b'chatzera. It's true. A Yisraelis can't be koyin b'kesef, and it doesn't seem to have been any mashicha over here, but at the same time, being that this tleh was in her chatzer, that was the case, it was in her chatzer at the time that he said, this is the tleh that I'm going to give you in exchange for the beer. Chatzera shaladim is koyin alai, and therefore she can be koyined with chatzer. But the Gemara says, I have one problem with this. We just made this work. Again. Held cup. The brisa was ba'ale va'achakach nasan lo afilu mikan va'chol ishanim. What's the halacha? Esnana is going to be aser. Mar says why? We're talking about he told her specifically which tleh he's going to give her. But the Gemara says okay, who cares? So what? We know which tleh it's going to be. He didn't give it to her yet. Mar says no, he did give it to her. Did she make a kinyan? Yeah. Either she's a guy and she was koinet bekesef because the bia itself is tantamount to kesef. Because it has a shavius, that's the compensation, and a guy could be kind of a kesef. That's how she's kind of the esna mamish b'shazbiya. Or it's talking about the Israelis, and it was in her chotzer, and she's kind of with kinyan chotzer. It's kavaldi. You know what the problem is? So is this ba'alev va'achach kach nosama? No. This essentially what the Gemara did was it figured out a way that even though it didn't seem to have given the tleh at the same time as the beer, but that's really what he did. Because she was koined either ayde chatzer or ayde mois koinus. But the point is, it's not ba'alev va'achach nosama. The Gemara's teretz is so good that what we have over here is a case where two things are both happening simultaneously. If the two things are happening simultaneously, then it doesn't work with the price either. Because the price says, it wasn't achakach. He gave it to right then and there. She was kind of b'shasmai. We know which tleh it's going to be. In the first, they came to her, she was kind of with the bia itself. How? With mois kainos. And in the second, they came to her, she was kind of al yidei chatzera. That's the Gemara's next kasha. Ida koi b'chatzera, ba'ale v'achakach nosano. That's not achakach. Emphasis on achakach nosano. You have to say it with the niggin. That's the Gemara's kasha. What do you mean? The two things happen at the same time. So the Gemara says, you're right, like tricha, we have to make another super duper ekimta. The shavya, so we thought we were learning a pasha to braisa, the amount of surgery. The Gemara literally made reconstructive surgery on this braisa. Like tricha, the shavya nahala poitiki. The case was where he was miyachid atleh. But at the same time, he said, I'm not giving you the tleh right now. He said, I'm going to pay you. But at the same time, I'm giving you a mashkin. This was like a mashkin, as in Yehuda and Tamar. Right? He was giving her a mashkin. That's essentially what he was giving. If I'm going to bring you money between now and your employee, any good. And if not, then you could take it. So, on the one hand, she was koinet because there was a mois koinois. And there was a kinyan chatzer. But at the same time, being that the agreement clearly was that you only are taking it right now as collateral, but you can't keep it and run away with it because we have terms, and the terms are that I have 30 days to pay you. It's only if I can't pay you within 30 days. So it comes out that we could deem it as ba'alev va'achar kach nosan lo. Why is it achakach nosan lo? Because even though he gave it to her right now, but the understanding was that he had 30 days to make some other payment, it's only achakach, after the 30 days pass, where he doesn't pay her, that it's huvra adover, albeit lemafreya, that when he gave her the tlezeh was something that she was going to be able to keep. The bottom line is, it works with ba'alev achakach nosan lo, and if it's a ba'alev achakach nosan lo, the halach is it's going to be mutter. That was Rabbi Yochanan's precedence as it relates to the halacha of the Ve Rav Yanai Excel. So just before we go weiter and we go through the second half of this intense stuff, just two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is just to show how every word in the Gemara is meduktik. So we do daf yomi, we go through Gemaras really fast. So we go through sugyas sometimes that are obvious that they require a lot of shikul hadas really, really quickly. But the emes is every single word in the Gemara is oiskerechen. So listen to this. The Braisa said, ba'alev va'achakach nasan lo, afilu mikan va'ad sholei shonim. Even if he gave her the tleh, he says, listen, here's the tleh right now, and I'm going to give it to you sometime between now and 3 years. Even if he gives it to her after 3 years, the halacha is, in that case, the S9 is going to be aser. So, I saw in the Megadim Chadashim, he says this in Parshas Kiseitze, on the Pasuk, Leisavi Esnan Zoyinu Mechir Kelev, Beis Hashem Alekech L'chol Neder. He says, why did the Braisa say, Afilu Mikan Ad Shalosh Shanim? Why Shalosh Shanim? Maybe 2 Shanim. Maybe many shanim, maybe Yud Beis Chodesh. Nemesis, if you look at the Gemara, Masechtas Tumura, there's a shayla in the Rishayin and what the right gears is. But in this Gemara, there's no shayla. The gears over here is, Afilu Mikan Va'at Sholer Shanim. Why Dafka 3 years? So he says it's Meduyik Hetev, based on a Rambam in Maisei Karbonis, Perik Aleph Loch Yudav. The Rambam over there is discussing the age of a carbon. How old does an animal have to be in order for it to be a kosher carbon? Says the Rambam, Haktanim, the youngest that a carbon could be is miben shmoinas yomim at shana timima v'yomim. The youngest a carbon could be is 8 days old. Before an animal is 8 days old, we look at it as a mechusas man, and it's not going to be kosher for a carbon. There's a medrash in Parshas Emor where the medrash says that hishva ha-mokoyim, the Torah, was mashed for the din of an Adam and the din of a behema. Just like a person, a boy, b'yoy mashmini yimo psara losai. So to an animal, it's b'yoy mashmini. Until he has a yoy mashmini, he's considered a mechusas man. The Medrash says, because if he's 8 days old, it means it had at least one Shabbos, and we need the animal to have imbued itself a little bit with Kedusha Shabbos before it's ready to be a carbon. Abyssal Kedusha Shabbos, it's the does great, says Aina Karbin. In that same vein, a person has to have a little Kedusha Shabbos before the person's ready to be makriv himself with the grace and mitzvah of Bris Milah. But either way, the youngest that an animal could be in order for it to be a kosher carbon is 8 days old. Says the Rambam, Vagdoilim, how old? Bebakar at Shalei Shanim Shleimais Miyam Liyot. If Bakar, 3 years old. Ubitsoin, at shtei shanim shleimus. If it's soin, 2 years old. Yeser alzeh. If it's older than three, harei hu zokein, ve'im makri v'noisa. You can't be makri. It comes out the oldest an animal could be in order for it to be kosher is 3 years old. It's gevaldig. Afilu mikan v'acholi shanim. Because we're discussing over here this tleh in the context of esna. So he says, maybe that's why it says, afilu mikan v'acholi shanim, ein meshivin al adrush. But the bottom line is, zeyeh gishmak, with this cheshbin of afilu mikan v'acholi shanim. That's the first aura. The second aura is that the Gemara was discussing over here, ba'olel v'achakach nosan lo, afilu mikan v'acholi shanim, de esnan is going to be osra. The Gemara made an akimta. We're talking about where it was tlezeh, but the Gemara says, who cares that it was tlezeh? Hamachus ha-meshicha. At the end of the day, she didn't do meshicha. So if she didn't do meshicha, it was never hers. If it was never hers, then why should it be considered an esnan? Where exactly do you have the toyeva? Tosfos asks a very geshmaka kash. Tosfos asks, and we know there's machlekes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether midai raisa mois koinois or midai raisa e mois koinois. Yesterday in the raid, we spoke a lot about kinyan kesef. Kinyan Kesef, Isha Niknes Bekesef. We spoke about Nechosim Sheishlam, Achrayas Niknin Bekesef, Esman, Simen Kuf Tzadik, the Tazuz Kasha, some Mondes from the Minchas Ushin, Rebbe Shawais. But the bottom line is some of the raid that we spoke about yesterday. But everyone knows that when it comes to Metalpilin, you can't be kind with Kesef. You have to do Meshicha, Hagbah, Chotzer, Chalipin, Agav. There's different ways that you could be kind of Metalpilin. Kesef is not one of them. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan says that's only on a rabbinic level. Midai Raisa, Dvar Torah, Zak Rabbi Yochanan, Mois Koinus. Why then doesn't it work? It was a Gzeiros Chachamim. Reish Lakish argues, Reish Lakish says that even Midrabanon, even Midai Raisa, Mois are not going to be Koinus. Frey Toisvis, Agishmak Akasha. The Gemara over here is discussing this animal that a man gives a Zoyna as a gift. She paid for the gift. How did she pay for the gift? Al yidei the bia. But the Gemara's kasha is that if she didn't do meshicha, then l'chura, this gift should not be deemed an esnan, and it shouldn't be subject to the halacha leisavi esnan zayna beis hashem alekech. The Gemara says you're right. It's a very good kasha. Hacha b'mayaskin and b'zayda ivedes kechavim. A guy could be kind of metalful in the kesef. But en chenami, if we're talking about a zayna yisraelis who doesn't have kinyan kesef, it's not going to work. Break toys koyt rabbi yochanan. That midai raisa mois koynois. So it comes out midai raisa she was koyna. If Midai Raisa she was koina, then Midai Raisa it's an esnan. If Midai Raisa it's an esnan, you're going to tell me now that she could bring it as a carbon? Chalila. And a chenami, the Rabbanon went ahead and the Rabbanon said that Mois are not koinus. So Midai Rabbanon she wasn't koina. So Midai Rabbanon, the Gemara's gerecht in its kasha that it should not be viewed as an esnan. Oh, but Midai Raisa Mois is koinus. So Midai Raisa Mois is koinus. Right, it's a kasha. So why can't that be Pshan in the Braisa? Let Pshan in the Braisa be that she was koined al yidei the bia. Being that she was koined al yidei the bia, it's tlezeh. We know which tleh it is. She was koined. Now it's going to be aser. How was she koined al yidei the bia with kesed? Are you going to tell me Mois is not koinus? Midai Rabbanah Mois is not koinus. Okay, but Midai Raisa Mois is koinus. And if Midai Raisa Mois is koinus, why haven't you done Midai Raisa? Pasuk in the Torah. So it's Pasuk. You would think if someone has a Kenyan Dairaisa in an Esnan, that's not enough to say that it's going to be subject now to the laws of Eslan Zayna? L'chura gevaldige kasha. Tosfos says, you have to say that when the Rabbanon went ahead and the Rabbanon said that Dvar Torah ma'is koinois, Hifkiu Chachomim de en knias ma'is koinois. What the Chachomim did was, the Chachomim have an ability to do this, Hefker Bez than Hefker, they said that ma'is is not koinois even midday raisa. Oh, if ma'is is not koinois even midday raisa, then she doesn't have it. And Chanami, really? Midday Raisa Mois should have been koinous. But when the Rabbanan said, V'atoyos Mois are not koinous, it's not the pshat they said, Midday Raisa it's yours, but Midday Rabbanan it's not yours. No, the Rabbanan were mafkin, they said, even Midday Raisa it's not yours. The Rabbanan have a koyach to do that. Hefker bez and hefker. They have a koyach to be mafker and say that something that's yours Midday Raisa is not yours, even Midday Raisa. So if it's not yours, even Midday Raisa, so it's not hers at all. It's not hers at all. That was the side of the Gemara's Kash. And the emes is that really this segues into a fascinating Shmuz and Achreinim. Shmuz that we don't really have time to go into, but it's just kedai to speak out the Mara Mokim. And that is the famous Chiddush of the Machna Ephraim. Machna Ephraim said that he observed people that they buy Dawud Minim for Sukkis, and they don't pay for it. Pay for it after Yontif, they get terms, but they don't pay for it before Yontif. And the Machne Ephraim says that they're making a very, very big mistake because Dalaminim has to be Lochem. And granted, Dalaminim are Metaltlin, and the way you kind of Metaltlin is Meshicha, is Akba, but that's only Midrabban. Midday Raisa, Dvar Torah Mois Koinus. So the Machne Ephraim said that if you're going now to be Mekayim a Mitzvah, the Raisa, it's Pasha, you don't want to just be Koinit. Midrabanan, you want to be koina midday rice as well. To be koina midday rice, you have to pay for it. So says the Machne Ephraim, if you do Meshicha on your Luv and your Esrig and your Rovas and your Adasim, so it's very nice, you do Hagbal, Amalo, Midis, and you do the right Meshicha, but at the end of the day, if you don't pay for it, you weren't koina midday rice. He says it's true, the Rabbanan with the Akoyach of Hefker Bez and Hefker, they said that you can be considered the owner by doing Meshicha, v'chulu v'chulu. But for a dindai raisa, you have to be koinah midday raisa, says the Machne Ephraim. So he says, lo yo'os hein avdin. They're not doing the right thing. To quote Rabbi Yechanan. Lo yo'os hein avdin. It's wrong. It's a tois what they're doing. And he says, you have to be koinah midday raisa as well, and you have to actually pay for it. This Machne Ephraim is a big chiddush. Because what the Machne Ephraim is saying, in other words, is that a kinyan derabbanon doesn't work for a din da'iraisa. So if I need to own something on a da'iraisa level, and I own the thing only midrabanon, yeshlachter, do we say I own a midrabanon, hefker bez and hefker, it's as if I really own it midrabanon, memela, I could be mekayim a din da'iraisa, or no. Being that it's only a kinyan rabanon, it's not going to work now for a chi of da'iraisa that I have. Midalaminim is a chi of da'iraisa. Dehinat the Machne Ephraim, a kinyan rabanon such as Meshicha is not going to grant you the rights of lochem for the chi of Raisa that you have of Dalaminim, and as a result, said the Machne Ephraim, it's not enough to go ahead and do Meshicha, but at the same time, you would have to pay for it as well. The Chida brings this Machne Ephraim. He was Moisef on the Machne Ephraim. He says, L'chure, it would work in the reverse as well. He says, let's say somebody only wants to pay for his Dalaminim. He pays, but he never did Meshicha, he never did Akba somehow, to come up with the case. But the bottom line is, there was Mois Koinois, but you didn't have the Meshicha. So do you say you could be Koina, you could be Yoitza the Mitzvah Day Raisa? Because being that I gave the money for it, and Dvar Torah Mois Koinois, and the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Day Raisa, so the Chida, it's poshut that it wouldn't work. Because being that the Rabbanon said Dvar Torah Mois Anah Koinois, so the Rabbanon would mafkia on some level the ability for Mois to be Koina. I think Exhibit A would be this Tosfos right here. So you would have to do the Kinyan Rabbanon as well. In other words, the Chida's timing that at the end of the day, after the Chiddush of the Machne Ephraim, what comes out, that in order for a person to be Mekayim a Mitzvah Dei Raisa, to the extent that you need to be the Bailim, such as Dalad Minim, of this thing that you're being Mekayim a Mitzvah Dei Raisa with, you need to do Sayyid Kinyan Dei Rabbanon and Sayyid Kinyan Dei Raisa. So if we're discussing Metaltlin, a Kinyan Dei Raisa, by paying for it, because Dvar Torah, Mois Koinois, a Kinyan Rabbanon is going to be such as Meshicha. Zok Techidah, Lefizeh, I'll tell you a Moir de Gezach. It says in Parashas Boy, when the Yidden brought the Karban Pesach, the first Karban Pesach, Shabbos HaGadol, the first Karban Pesach that the Yidden brought, so the Pasuk says, Mishchu ukhu lochem tzoyin. Mishchu ukhu lochem tzoyin. The Torah says, Lochem. The Yidden had to own the Seh. If they had to own the Seh, so it comes out, they had to make a Kinyan, the Raisa, and a Kinyan de Rabbanon as well. Zokhtet's very meduik. Mishchu is Meshicha. That's the Kinyan de Rabbanon. Ukhu, Kicha, kicha, mistei Ephraim. Kicha is the chalav al kesef. So mishchu, that's the mishicha, that's the kinyan rabbanon. Ukhu, that's kicha, kicha, mistei Ephraim, that's the kinyan deiraisa. Now you have the lochem. Now the yidden were able to go ahead and bring the carbon pesach. Either way, so we began the daf with Rav Yanai's halacha. They, Rav Yanai, they used to borrow perish shvias from the aniyim. They knew that these perish had an expiration date. And they would repay them b'shminis, with Paris that didn't have an expiration date. And Rabbi Yechon and Paskin Yoz, St. Avdon, that what they're doing is okay. He had precedence from Esnan. And the reason it was okay is because even though Kedusha Shvias technically would transfer from the Paris Shvias to the Paris Shminas, but being that the Paris Shvias were no longer Ba'olam at the time of the Paris Shminas, so there was no place for it to be chal. Just like by the Esna, where it was Ba'olev, Achakach Nasan, it was Mutter, so too in that case, it was okay. So the Gemara now returns to Rav Yanai's halacha, and most of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha from a Teisefta. This is a Teisefta, Mesechtes D'mai. Oymer Adam L'cham Ba'arav, Ula Pa'olev. A person's allowed to go to his workers and tell them, L'chu ve'ichlu bedinerzeh. So this man hired workers, and he wants to buy them lunch. Could he buy them lunch? If they're non-Jewish employees, the food that they're going to buy presumably is going to be non-kosher food. Or let's say they're amiyaretz, it could be they'll be nichshol in things that amiyaretz are nichshol. And so how like worried does the boss have to be that his employee is going to take his food and go ahead and buy macholos asuras? So the Tesefta addresses this concern, and the Tesefta says it's all a matter of the language. You have to just make sure that you word it properly. A person's allowed to tell his payalim, L'chu go ve'ichlu bedinerzeh. Tzu uchsu bedinerzeh ve'ene chayshesh. He doesn't have to be worried. Lo mishum shvias, v'lo mishum meiser, v'lo mishum yayin esach. However, v'im amalim, if he tells him, Tzu ve'ichlu, v'ani pireya, if he didn't give them the money, he said, you go by and just send me the bill. Tell the restaurant to bill me. Over there, you do have to worry about. Now, what do you have to worry about? You have to be worried about shvias. You have to be worried about meiser. You have to be worried about yayin esach. Now, meiser yayin esach are self-explanatory. You have to be worried that maybe these people are going to go ahead. They're going to eat meiser. They're going to eat yayin esach, and it's going to come out that you're being meichel them macholas asuras. That's an issue. What's the issue with shvias? Manoshach, if it's shmitah, then you're allowed to eat shvias. Perish shvias is hefker. So what exactly are you worried about? What you're worried about is that being that the food that these poyalim bought was shvias, so when the yid goes now and the yid pays the meicher, this restaurant, the money, it comes out the money that he's giving the restaurant is Dmei Shvias. If it's Dmei Shvias, it's going to be subject to the laws of Shvias. Now, how's this Yid supposed to know whether the restaurant owner is Chashed Al HaShvias or is not Chashed Al HaShvias? Being that the money is Dmei Shvias, it's subject to the laws of Shvias, such as beer, and he's now giving this restaurant owner money that has Kedusha Shvias. Why does it have Kedusha Shvias? Because the food that the restaurant owner sold was Shvias food. I mean that the food that was sold was Shvias, so the Kedusha goes from the Shvias to the money that's being paid, Bechalip and Tmuras, the food that he got. So Zok de Braisa, you have to be worried about it. It's a very big issue. So if you give the poil the money, then he can do whatever he wants. It's not in your cheshbon. You don't have to worry about what he does. But to the extent that you're the one paying for it, okay, now ready for nachmachana cheshbon. Am I buying macholos asuras? That's an issue. Am I giving an amma'oretz, d'mei shvias, where I'm potentially going to be machshel him because he doesn't know the laws of beer? He's not going to observe the laws of beer? That's already going to be a big issue. But what's the Gemara's kasha? What was Rav Sheshes' kasha? Frank Rav Sheshes, Europe, Yoichanan, said a gaval de galumbus, that even though it's true if somebody sells shvias, if somebody lends shvias, that is that what you exchange for the shvias takes on the laws of shvias, but that's only if the perish shvias are ba'olam. But once the perish shvias are not ba'olam anymore, you don't have that halacha. That's why what the Rav Yanai did was yos hein avdin. That's why it was okay what they did, because although they were swapping perish shvias for perish shminas, but being that the perish shvias weren't ba'olam at the time of the perish shminas, there was no issue. You had no problem with that. So l'chura freik the Gemara, then what's the concern over here? What's the issue? The issue is that now you're going to give the restaurant owner money, and that money is going to take on the laws of Shvias? No, it's not. Why isn't it? Because The poyalim that bought lunch ate lunch already. It's already supper time. They're hungry again. They ate lunch. And being that they ate lunch already, it's in the rear view mirror. It's like Dmei Shvius for Dmei Shminas. It's like Bo Lev Achakach Nasan. There should be no issue. Elamai Zakhtar Evshashis. You see from this Bryson, not like you, Rabbi Yochanan. That was his kasha. Again, Almoki Kapara, Dmei Isir Kapara. Hochanami here too. In Rabbi Yana's case, Ki Kapara, Dmei Isir Kapara. So the Gemara is now going to give a bunch of terutzim him to answer this kasha. Tirgum Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda took the first attempt to answer this kasha, that this Teseft is talking about Bechen V'nei HaMakifai, a major lumdus that we're not going to go into. It's talking about where this restaurant owner wasn't just some random restaurant. This is a Chen V'nei, a grocer, a storekeeper, that this boss had a relationship with. He does a lot of business with him. He has an account with him. He's constantly buying and paying. So what? The mishtabedlei. It creates some sort of shiba. There's a smichas das. This chenveni, right? Every time you give somebody turn, so in the back of your mind, you know, there's a good chance you're never going to get paid. But this chenveni has a relationship with this balabais, and he knows that he's going to get paid. And not just that, the Baal Bayis knows he's gonna pay. There's a relationship that has a life of its own. We look at it, even from a Chayshim Mishpat standpoint, more than just maybe I'm gonna pay him, maybe I'm not gonna pay him. It creates a shibud, no less. The kibun de urchi lakufe, being that the derech is that he's always giving him on credit. So we assume that he's already koine the dinar at the time that he bought. So usually, if you buy something on terms, you didn't get paid until you got paid. What do you mean? I have terms. He said he's going to pay me. You didn't get paid until you actually get paid. But when you have this kind of relationship, there's such a level of smichas das, there's such a shibud, at the time that lunch was bought, it's as if lunch was already paid for. Being that lunch was paid for at the time it was bought. Lunch was shvius. It was paid for at that moment. The money takes on Dmei Shvius. The money takes on Dmei Shvius. You can't give him the money now. Why can't you give him the money? Because you're going to be machshel the Amoritz with the Dmei Shvius. Avol chen v'nishe makifoy my mutter. So in other words, what you're saying is that the only reason it was aser in the Sefer is because we were talking about chen v'nei makifoy. But let's say it would be a random chen v'nishe makifoy. In that case, it would be mutter. What was the Reisha? The Reisha discussed the case where it's going to be aser. Where it's going to be mutter. What's the case of mutter? Tzuve ichlu bedina zeh. Tzush su bedina zeh. The seifa was the case that it was also. The ratio was mutter. In the ratio, he gave the employee the money and he said, go buy yourself lunch. Nah, it's mutter. You don't have to make any cheshbonos. Says the Gemara, really, the Gemara, the Braisa, could have, in the ratio, spoke about a case, not where the boss gave the employee the money, but rather, he told the chevra, go buy lunch, I'll pay for it, and there's still a hechatim, so it's going to be mutter. Because if the only time it's aser is when it's b'chen v'ni hamakifoy, at least as it relates to the detail of shvius, then l'chura, there's a hechatim, so where even if he doesn't give the employee money, he says, I'll pay for it, as it relates to shvius, it will be mutter. How is that? So why didn't the Reisha say, it's only in that case that it's going to be aser? Because over there we look at the Dmei Shvius taking on the Kedusha Shvius at the time that lunch was served. But if it's a Chen V'nisha in Makifoy, there you have Rabbi Yanai Seter. In that case, it's going to be mutter. V'oy the Gemara says, the Chen V'nisha in Makifoy miloy mishtabed. I don't understand the whole lumdus, this chiluk between a Chen V'nisha in Makifoy and a Chen V'nisha in Makifoy. The chiluk can't be that where it's a Chen V'nisha in Makifoy, where we're used to doing business, did as a shibut. But if it's a Chen V'nisha in Makifoy, there's no shibut. Because Vama Rava, Rava said, I'm the Chaver Teiman of the Pliny, V'yiknu kol nichsay loch, konami dinarev. Rava said that if a person goes over this way, he says, give him a mana, and I'm going to pay you back. The halacha is he has to pay him back. Are you going to say, what did you do? All you said was you're going to pay back. The halacha is you have to pay back. And this is based on the halacha, the principle of an arev. What's an arev? A cosigner. A cosigner doesn't get anything, but he's still meshabed himself. It's a real shibud arev. You mekadesh anisha with arev. Right? That's a sugin kedushin davzayin. So there's something called arev. That's a very, very real thing. Arev means that I could be meshabed myself. So even a chen v'nisha in makifoy, once I tell you I'm going to pay you, there's already a shibud that's chal. So what are you going to tell me? Chen v'nisha in makifoy, there's a shibud. That's why the dmei shvius gets the kedusha shvius mamish b'shas ma'isa. Chen v'nisha in makifoy also has this shibud. Elo marav loishna makifoy v'loishna she'in makifoy. Avagav the you have to say there's no chiluk between chen v'nisha makifoy, chen v'nisha makifoy. The Gemara thought in lumdus is a chiluk. There is no chiluk. Chen v'nisha makifoy, there's a shibud. Chen v'nisha makifoy, there's also a shibud. They never did business together, but that's arev. Every arev can be meshabed himself. So anytime you say you're going to do something on some level, it creates a shibud. Again, we're going through hard Gemaras really fast, but right, we all know this. But that's there's an idea of Achem v'Neshem Akifa. And the point is, you have to say then that has no bearing on this sugya. Because as relates to this sugya of the Kedusha being chal on the money that you paid to buy lunch that was shvius, shibud is not enough for that to be chal. If that's the case, so again, hajr kushul duchte, we're back at square one. We had Rabbi Yane's halacha. Rabbi Yane said that you can't transfer kedusha from something if that something is not ba'ilum anymore. That's why it was okay what Rabbi Yane did when they used to borrow Perish Shvius and repay Perish Minas, and the Perish Minas didn't take on the halachic status of the Perish Shvius. Same idea with the Esnan. Ba'alev achakach nasanah is going to be okay. So why in this case is it an issue? What are we worried about? You're buying lunch for somebody. The lunch that you bought was Shvius diga lunch, and now you paid for it, so you're going to be machshel the store owner with mei shvius. If the lunch was eaten, the money doesn't have a din of kedusha shvius anymore. Halacha mai askina, halacha mai choshev mishum shvius, halim yachet shibudiach. My papa gan sheikdom leidiner. The case was something else. The case is where he paid. He had a credit by him. He had an account. He used to prepay in the beginning of the month. So he paid for it already. It's not where you're paying for the lunch after the meal was eaten. At that point, there'd be no way for there to be any kedusha chal on the money. Because if the payer's shvius is not ba'ilum anymore, where is the kedusha going to be chal? So you prepaid it. So the second these guys walk into the restaurant, they sit down and they eat at that exact moment, lunch is being paid for. If lunch is being paid for, the money is taking on the halachas of shvius at the time of the achilah, while the food is ba'ilum. That's already an issue, because now you'd be machshel, the store owner, with mei shvius. But Amar Rav Kahana said, Amritel tried to commit the Rav said, I told this to Rav Zvid from the Harda Amali. He told him, Ihachi, I don't like the lashon of the Braisa then. Because what did the Braisa say? Adetani tzu ve'ichlu, tzuish, stuvani peireya. What's the lashon of Braisa? Eat and I'll pay. It sounds like I'm going to pay. I'm going to write a check. You already swiped this credit card. Go eat and I'll deduct it, is what he should have said, because he already prepaid. Well, he said, you're right. No, that's your kasha. We could always edit the Tesef and say, make that the Akim. Rav Ashi says a little bit of a different teretz. The Sefer, what happened was, is he actually gave him the food. So he went, he bought the food, that's the Sefer. The Sefer that says that it's not good is not talking about where he says, you go buy the food and I'll repay the store owner. No, it's where he says, he goes and he himself buys the food. And he gives the food to his chevra. What does tzu sound like? Go out, buy food, and the bill is on me. That's not what he, that's not what Rav Ashi said. Rav Ashi said he was serving him food. He should have said, Nem, not Gaya Roysen Koif, Nem, right? It's a Brechman saying over here. So that's what he should have told him. Amalei, you're right. Tni, tluve ichlu, tluvish su. Edit the Braisa, and you can make it work. Just to end on just one lighter note, and that is, you have the halacha of Esnan Zoyna. So what's this idea? The Torah talks about, like, Savi Esnan Zoyna. So, first glance, it's you would think it's very self-explanatory, right? It doesn't require much beer. And Esnan Zoyna is a Dover Ma'os. And the Torah says, I don't want this Esnan coming anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash. But if you take a look at the Ramban says a fascinating svara to explain the Tifkeit and the Issa Esnan. He says like this, Hazoinois Yasu b'neid shelahem mitzvois. The minig was that Zoinois used to take their compensation that they got for their znos, and they would bring it as a korban. That's actually something that they would do, right? We had the kimt in the Gemara. The Gemara says, shakadma ve'kriftai. It was something that actually used to happen. They would take their gift, and they would bring it as a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason they did this was because they thought that they were getting kapara. It's a vayikar rabba. Goifa betapuchaya. Umefalgo levi ishaya. English, gopher, she commits adultery, betapuchaya, and she gets tapuchim. She gets apples in exchange, umefalgo. And then she distributes those apples to the ishaya, the people that don't have money. That's what she does. And in her mind, everything now is suddenly okay, because it's fine. It's true, znus is a terrible thing, but at the same time, look how many mitzvahs. Look, we're being mefarnes aniyim, we're bringing karbonos, the kehanim have what to eat, you're supporting Bnei Torah. Right, that's what's coming out from this whole story. Ulekach osra Torah esnana l'chol neder. So the Torah said, no. Off limits. But here's the punchline. You know what the punchline is? Ki ata yosifu lachtoi behem. Because if we would allow this carbon to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, you know what you would do? You would actually be getting her, you're inciting her to do more and more and more. So what we do is we tell her, you think you could do an Avera and just walk in with your confession and now suddenly you're going to get kapara. That's not the way this works. Absolutely not. Your carbon is a toyeva. We don't want it. Don't be mefarnes to Bnei Taira with it. Don't bring carbonis. Don't be mefalagit la'aniyim. La'aniyim will be nesparnes. Eivishta has other ways where he can make sure that his chevra get what they need. It's not going to come from your carbon. Your carbon is a toyeva, and we don't want to have anything to do with your carbon. It's an unbelievable idea. So on the one hand, you know, you always find that you're min makariv. We try to be makariv the chaitim, and we try to make them feel good, and don't worry, it's okay. Yeah, we will take your carbon. But there's also a concept of small daicha. Mitalinkahan, that's true, but there is an idea of small daicha, and this is an example, an exhibit A, a pasuk in the Torah of small daicha. Says the Rabban, you want to know what the yisoyed of loy savi esnan zaynu mechir kelav beis Hashem alekecha is because if you're going to take her carbon, you're feeding into what she's doing, and in her mind she thinks that suddenly by her giving tzedaka, everything becomes kosher. It's not kosher. It's actually a teyeva. But there's another fascinating idea from the Sefer HaChinuch HaMitzvah Tavkuf Ayin Aleph. Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow.